At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did seeing a red-headed ghost boy cause her to have an out-of-body experience?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us because we like to hear them and share them. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can do it through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I am Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's with us today.
I used to be a redhead.
I know.
Not
I
anymore.
Don't know what color hair I actually have because it's been so long since I've seen what my natural color is. I don't know.
Well, mine was always red.
It's kind of red now.
And I was always sort of proud of that. No, I take that back. There was a time in my life that I've given anything to have any color hair but red because I was teased mercilessly as a child. But later, you know, like in high school and later after high school, I really loved having red hair. I loved having auburn hair and everything. Now it's white. But yes. At the time, I really did love it. And I heard one time somebody say that the smallest minority in the world is redheads.
Yes. Lil Harper has the most beautiful hair color. She is
a
redhead.
Doesn't she?
And it is just beautiful. I'm like, do you know how much women pay to have their hair that color? It's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And you just won the little hair lottery.
That's right.
Well, I was always teased mercilessly about my freckles because I have
most
freckles.
Definitely.
I have a million freckles.
I do too. I do too.
A million of them.
Well, but I'm kind of proud of my freckles too. So, you know,
but you
I
know,
don't even put makeup over my freckles. I let my freckles shine.
When I was a kid, I just hated them. And I remember telling our grandmother, I'm like, at least when I get old like you, I won't have freckles anymore. And she like put her arm out in front of me and she goes, they don't go away. And I remember I burst into tears. What? I'm going to have them forever. I still do. I'm covered in them. Well, here is our first story. It says, hello, my name is Chelsea. I have had some crazy paranormal experiences throughout my life. I've always wanted to share some, and I've been listening to your podcast for a long time. I do delivery services and listen to you guys driving all day. Thanks for the entertainment. Chelsea, thank you. Says, I wanted to start with my most profound experience to date, and just happens to be one of the first paranormal experiences I've had that also includes an out-of-body experience. I used to be very interested in the paranormal, but never saw anything, so I always doubted it being real. This might be one of the weirdest stories you have heard in a while. And we've heard some doozies.
I'll
just say that.
We had the leprechaun guy with a goat.
Yeah,
and that was a doozy.
That was a doozy.
Yeah, it was a doozy.
He saw a leprechaun. I forgot. And you should hear all of the ones that we don't even air. Because there's a lot of those. Because some of them are like, this is so weird. I don't know that anybody would even believe this story. Is it a ghost story or is this a lesson in creative writing? I'm not sure. Anyway, it goes on. When I was 15 years old, I had just started high school. I had a best friend whose house was right next to the school we went to. It became common for us to hang out at her house after school. Her house was an older house that had a creepy basement and gave off haunted vibes. Well, we turned her garage into a makeshift hangout area, which sounds pretty awesome for when you're 15 to have a cool hangout space.
Yeah, I have the stereo out there.
And was not in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
We hung a sheet up as a door that separated the garage stuff from the teenager stuff. So when you walked into the room, you'd have to pull the sheet back to get in. No one was in the garage at the time. There was music playing on the stereo that we put in there. You know these kids. Yep. And my friend was outside. When this happened, it was after school, about 3 p.m. in the afternoon in full daylight. Gonna say, ghosts just don't wait around till dark. It's 24/7 with them. I walked into the garage and started to pull back the sheet slash door, and sitting on the floor was a redheaded, maybe 7-year-old boy with a blue and white striped shirt. He was just sitting on the ground, legs crossed, listening to music and smiling. I could see right through him. He had red hair and pale skin. He didn't look dead at all. He was vibrant, but translucent. I knew it was a ghost. Naturally, I went to close the curtain and run out, but something crazy happened. Suddenly, I felt a suction in my forehead, and then I could see every strand of the curtain like it was magnified. All of a sudden, I was on the other end of the curtain. I was out of my body. I remember everything being more vibrant and colorful. It's really hard to describe in words. The boy was still there. My soul did a 360 around the boy and stopped right in front of him. I could see every detail of his face. I could see the freckles on his cheeks. He was giggling, and I heard a thought, but not my thought. It said, "Are you scared of me?" After I heard that, I was sucked back into my body and back on the other side of the curtain. It happened so fast, but it also felt like an hour. My heart was racing so badly. I opened the curtain again really fast and no one was there, but I knew he was still there. I could feel the static energy in the air. Every hair on my body was up and I got the heck out of there. I don't always tell people this story because it's kind of a hard one to believe. This incident really changed my life and perspective on things. I feel like I experienced the other side for a brief second. I wasn't sure about the afterlife before that incident. Since then, I've had hundreds of paranormal things happen, and I'm not scared of it like I used to be. At the time it happened, I had no idea what an out-of-body experience was, and the only thing I could find on the limited old-school internet, early 2000s, was OBE, out-of-body experience, of people when they were sleeping or dreaming. I would love to know your guys' thoughts on what might have happened. Again, love the show, and I hope to hear this online. Thanks. That is a really interesting experience, and I will say, I've never heard one quite like that.
Well, yeah, because when she was saying out-of-body experience, my thought was the, you know, ones that you have when you're asleep, okay, raise out of your body, you can see your body, you know, you can move around or whatever. So that, I get, this feels a little different from that. Though I'm not saying it wasn't an out-of-body experience. It just feels different, like as if she went to leave and he pulled her back,
yeah,
and grabbed her out and then whirled her around and plopped her right in front of him and said, "Are you scared of me?"
And I'm thinking that it probably did feel like an hour, but I bet that was just seconds. I bet that was
It was 3 seconds.
Yeah, because you know how you can be in a situation where a million things pop into your head at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
and you think all of these things, but mm-hmm. when you say out loud all of the things you thought, that takes like a minute, but it, in your brain, it was like, boom, all at the same time. Yeah. Makes me think of that kind of thing.
But I feel like it whisked her through and around like very quickly over to him. He says it, then she's back again.
So you know? My guess is it all happened so fast that her body never even moved. It was just...
That's my guess. Yeah, I'm with you too. That's exactly what I think happened. And then she was back in.
But she was so young and wasn't expecting that. She got the bad vibes from the place, creepy basement. We've all been places where we have bad vibes and creepy basements and didn't run into a freckled 7-year-old translucent boy.
I would be interesting if the friends that lived there had anything, or you know, are there any other stories from this same place? Or
and where did this
was there a redheaded
from?
Little boy at one point or anything? Do we know any history here?
But I think it's so interesting because at 15 she didn't even have, you know, it's not like she'd been studying the paranormal.
I got the feeling that maybe there'd been quite a few more experiences, so maybe something with that opened her up,
don't you think? I mean, I think that's possible.
That's what I think.
Because it happened once. Why couldn't it happen to her again?
That's what I think.
But I also...
You know, when I saw a ghost, it was a redheaded girl.
Maybe they know each other in the afterlife.
I don't know. I just thought that was... When she was talking about seeing this redheaded boy, I thought, well, my ghost was a redheaded girl that I saw.
But don't you also understand why you wouldn't tell anybody?
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, especially that... Like seeing a redheaded girl, like you don't want to be like, oh, I was in the library, saw a redheaded girl.
Right. And I wasn't going to tell anybody, but you know, when I dashed back upstairs because I was scared to death and you know, the librarian saw me, she knew something was wrong. And she just said, did you see her? And I said, yes. You know, and she goes, okay, well, honey, you don't have to go back down there.
We're talking about the same thing.
You don't have to do that job anymore. And I was like, okay.
Which is interesting that she knew.
Yeah, exactly. She knew.
Yeah, but it'd be interesting to know what the history was with that family, the house, if she ever did get any backstory on it. So
yeah, she'll have to let us know if there's any more information about that, because I would like to know.
Well, here is our second story.
Okay, I love it.
I am calling from New Mexico. I discovered your show last fall on iHeartRadio, and I love to listen to it while I'm at the gym. I feel like I am somewhat sensitive. I've had a few experiences that are supernatural. I sometimes have deja vu that seems to last for minutes. I will have it so bad I will, like, look around, and everything seems so familiar to me. And sometimes I will think of something random, or a song, and that random thing will pop up, or that song will play. I think it's kind of weird because no one in my family believes in this stuff, and not too many experiences has ever happened to them for them to believe enough. But I did want to tell you about a story, or about a bar that I used to work at. I've changed the names for privacy issues. I worked at this nightclub in a shopping complex, and I heard other bars and other restaurants were haunted. So the nightclub that I worked at, we had just opened and we were pretty busy, and I heard my name clear. And it sounded like somebody was yelling, like trying to get my attention. And I looked around at my customers and everybody had been taken care of. No one needed my help. I looked at my server section and my server wasn't there. I didn't think anything of it until I heard stories of other bartenders and the exact same thing happened to them. One of my friends, I'm going to call him Tony, he was there before the bar opened. He was doing opening shift and he was in the restroom and he hears, Tony, Tony. And he like runs outside and he's looking around and nobody is hollering his name. And he goes into the office and he's like, hey, did you call me? And the manager's like, no, we didn't call you. Another time I was there by myself in the office doing paperwork. And I hear footsteps right outside our office. And it sounds like there's keys like on a hip. I got so freaked out. I ran outside the bar and I waited until the maintenance guy showed up. I refused to go into that bar by myself ever again. A lot of times after we closed, we'd hang out in the back parking lot and drink and just kind of relax. And me and this other security guard had our back to the back door, and we heard what it sounded like, boxes moving around or maybe like tables and chairs. And we just kind of looked at each other like, yeah, we both heard that. Another time, one of my friends was the manager, and he calls me and he says the owner is pissed off at him because he thinks he left the dance floor lights on. And he goes, I turned those off, right? And I was like, yeah, you turned them off. He's like, okay. So the owner checks the cameras, and sure enough, my friend turned off every single light, walked out the door, locked it. And then he scrolls through the video footage, and the dance floor lights turn on by themselves. Our liquor room has cameras that are motion sensored and light sensored. So every now and then we would see the camera turn on and then the light turn on. And then sometimes we would see stuff fall off the ice machine all by themselves. One of my friends, I'm going to call her Cindy. She was the manager. She was closing and she was walking down, and then she, you know, turns her back to close the front door. And as she's closing the door, she sees this man walking towards her. She gets so scared and she slams the door. She locks it. And as she's pulling the key out, she hears what it sounds like. Someone kicks the door from the inside. I've heard of my friends hearing whistling in the back corner. I remember me and my friends went in there on our day off, and it was kind of dead. And we went there to support my friend who was bartending, and he's leaning over and we're chatting, and he like stands up right away. He's like looking around, and we're like, what, like, what is going on? He goes, somebody just touched my butt. So, but as the years went on, it did quiet down a little bit. I don't know if that's just because I hear when you move stuff around or you change something on the property, that's when the activity gets more active. I don't know. I don't work there anymore, but I just wanted to share my story. I have a lot of other little ghost stories that have happened to me, and I'll call again soon. Thanks.
Well, I think we could both agree that that place is haunted AF.
Oh, no question. I'm telling you, that story of the woman that when the manager, when she saw the man.
Yes.
And then she went out the door and then he kicked it. I was like, oh no, that one. I was like, okay, I'm going to have a hard time sleeping tonight now.
What I find interesting sometimes is listening to people's stories. You can really hear it in their voice. You'd have to be a pretty good actor to be reading that story and making, you know, it's very believable.
She had me like, you can scared.
Tell. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that it happened to no one wanted to work there by themselves. So they're going in because the other bartender
teams.
Has it, right? It's like, you know, the place is haunted when it's like, yeah. It's your day off, but you go in to support the bartender who's there by himself.
We're going to have a top 10 list of, you know, it's haunted when number 10. Yeah, most definitely.
That
haunted
place is
bars.
So, I do think when you do renovations, when you do work on a property, it does stir that stuff up because, you know, you're changing it. I think, I don't know what ghosts think, but in my head, this is what I think they think. That it's like, what are you doing messing with my building, my house, my office, whatever it is they're haunting? They belong there and it belongs to them. And you are messing it up.
I think you open up something there. No, that was a good one. And there seemed to be so many people that were affected by it.
Yes.
You know, all the other co-workers had something, you know, calling names or, you know, looking around, nobody's there. Just, you know, to hearing footsteps, keys jingling like they're on somebody's belt or something, you know.
Because it'd be just one thing if you were working there and you were hearing all that stuff, and then you're asking your coworkers, like, I keep, like, somebody grab my ass. somebody, I heard some keys jingling, you know, all these different things. And they're like,
or even the lights like coming on and the camera's catching it.
I mean, there was so many things. That was extremely active.
It felt like it was documented.
It'd be
quite a bit between the people and the cameras and the, you know, the variety of people and events that were happening.
I'm just saying they can make a little extra money when the bar closes at 2, bring in the paranormal investigators.
Yep.
And they could be in there till 6-7 in the morning. And you know, paranormal investigators, now you might want to lock up the liquor, but no. But you know, they're pretty good. They're not there to like be loud and have a crazy ass party. They're trying to listen for things.
They're trying to listen. They're quiet. Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's a money making opportunity.
It's an idea.
And a haunted AF bar like that. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. So call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. Write in at Real Ghost Stories Online. Then if you prefer an ad-free version of the show, you'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do it through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.